We suspect Simon may have been wrongly imprisoned, but he may not be guilty of killing a young man called Cody Stafford 20 years ago. And whoever killed Simon knew that and could well be Cody Stafford's killer too.
Sarah Martindale has confessed to the murder of Simon Peverell.
Tell them you made it up.
I'm telling them everything. Every single thing.
Why would she confess to a crime she didn't commit? What's Fitzhugh got over her?
And where does Jackie Stanton Hope fit into all this?
I'm going down!
No, Neil, you're not going down. I have no evidence.
The prime suspect is Neil Fitzhugh.
You keep your mouth shut, say nothing. Do you understand?
He was driving! You made a choice with our lives!
Alice, please.
You killed her! You killed Mum!
Where is he?
Boss, what are you doing here?
Neil Fitzhugh, where is he?
You should be at home.
Where is he? What room?
Boss.
What room?
3.
Neil Fitzhugh. Where's your brief?
Mr. Fitzhugh is representing himself.
Is he now?
I'm a lawyer.
So you are. How fortuitous.
Boss, I don't think you should be...
She's dead. The mother of my daughter died when your car drove into us yesterday.
No, she can't, please.
Shut up! He's taken every bit of strength I have not to smash your face in. But I won't do that. It's not what we do.
John.
Police officers deal with the lowest individuals. Still, we have to keep our cool. Do our jobs. We are honourable. We strive, we fight to protect the public. We see the worst kind of shit, dark, dark stuff. It's dangerous. Ask my colleague here. Look at his face. Look at his face! That is what he gets. For what? Trying to protect the public. It could have been worse. Officers die in the line of duty. But not her. Not my cat!
Get him out of here.
Where's Alice?
She's with her nan. She doesn't want to know. It's my fault.
It's not your fault,
boss. You tried to warn me, Mike. You saw it. I wasn't there for her. Fern.
John, none of this is your fault.
Oh, plenty is my fault, believe me. Let's start with Simon Peverell. He did not kill Cody Stafford.
There is nothing to prove his innocence.
Except the guilty party. And it's looking increasingly likely that the guilty party is Neil Fitzhugh.
John, you're in shock.
We sent the wrong man to prison, Gov. We have to put this right.
No, we did what we believed to be just.
Just? Are you having a laugh? There is so much injustice in this job, in this world. It eats away at you every day until one day you realise it's killed something inside you. But not her. Not Kat. Not the mother of my child. What does she do to deserve this?
Nothing. How I wish there was anything we could do to reverse that. But John, we will not let you fall. Now come on. I've arranged a car to take you home.
I'm coming with you.
No. You stay here. And you nail Neil Fitzhugh to the ground.
How may I help you?
Detective Sergeant Sue Kelly. I'm here to see Sarah Martindale.
Right, hold on, just one memento. Sarah's with a doctor. I'm sorry, she can't be disturbed.
I'm conducting a murder inquiry.
Oh, why? That's all the altar, isn't it? Oh, she a suspect?
I'm not at liberty.
Oh, no, of course not, no. Sorry, Detective. Everyone's a suspect, eh? And you know, I were an extra in Scotland Bailey once. Yeah, I had to walk past a dead body and not notice it. It's harder than you think. Hey, hold on. I've got a photo of me on set here. Look, you like this. Look, that's me with Sir Anne and Leslie. Look, just walking away there. Oh.
DCI Stone, sir. I'm supposed to stay with you.
You're my FLO, are you?
Yeah, I'm Rachel.
You get off now, Rachel. Save precious police resources for where they're needed.
Sir, the Gov told me.
And I'm telling you, thanks, but no thanks. Go on. Go.
Detective Kelly, doctor's finished with Miss Martindale now. Given the gravity of your task, I shall show you to her room personally. Follow me.
Thanks.
Better make sure no one follows us, eh?
You keep watch.
Eagle eyes, Detective Kelly. Eagle eyes.
Audrey.
John, how are you?
How's Alice?
Well,
don't worry about
sleep, me. Sleep, that's... thank God.
Audrey, I'm so sorry.
No. Now you stop that. No blame. This is not your fault.
I should have told her how I felt. I should have told them both I wanted them back. I should have made them move back, looked after them. If we'd all been living here together, Alice wouldn't have needed counselling and none of this would have happened.
No, you don't know that. You can't undo what's done. I spent years agonising over that with Kat's dad. John, love, it'll kill you.
Oh, maybe that's what I deserve.
No, you have to stay strong. For Alice.
She hates me.
You and I have to grieve, but be strong, too. That is the hardest, cruelest truth. You have to fight for her, John. And I need you, too. We have a funeral to plan. John, I can't do it on my own.
I'll do anything I can. I can't believe she's gone.
Interview with Neil Fitzhugh. Present is DI Mike Tanner. Could you state your full name for the tape, please?
Neil Geoffrey Andrew Fitzhugh.
So, Neil Geoffrey Andrew Fitzhugh, where to begin?
How are you, Sarah?
You've got lovely hair. I used to have lovely hair. Thick, shiny. I didn't always look like a chemo patient.
Shall I pour you some water?
I'd rather have a gin.
Well, this is looking good for you, Neil. Death by dangerous driving. Prime suspect for murder.
I'm not a murderer.
No? That's you back in the day. Getting your rave on with Phil Dixon, a.k.a. Diggsy, at Castro's. On the night Simon Peveril allegedly killed Cody Stafford. And this? This is you all these years later, on Chaplin Way CCTV, entering the homeless hostel. Nice trainers, by the way. This is the receipt found in your inbox. One pair of size 10 Furiato Karuma limited edition trainers, only available from Japan. The trainers you were wearing in the CCTV photo. The weird thing is, you're wearing different ones when you leave. In this photo. What were you doing in there? Oh, and this. This tiny metal stud used to be pinned to those trainers, and now... well, now it pins you to the crime scene. Forensics have matched it to the same rare trainers. It was recovered from the fire. Next to Simon Peveril's remains. Clever, eh? Sure you don't want a lawyer?
I told you, I am a lawyer.
Yeah, that's right. You studied law at York. But your first year, it would appear you were at Manchester. Why the move?
A girl.
Really?
A bad breakup.
What was her name?
Jane.
Really?
Why do you keep saying really?
Because I really don't believe a word you're saying. Let's have the facts, shall we? This is your daughter, isn't it? Evie. Looks like a good kid. Heard she's very bright. Great future ahead of her.
She is. She does.
And your wife, Christine. She's beautiful, isn't she?
What do you want?
The truth. That is your trump card. In fact, it's all you have left. Did you kill Simon Peveril?
No.
Simon Peveril spent the best part of his life behind bars for a murder it looks increasingly like he didn't commit.
You lot sent him to prison.
But you wanted him to stay there, didn't you? You were shit scared when he got out. Hmm? Because he knew, didn't he? He knew it was you who killed Cody Stafford.
No.
Why were you Googling Simon Peveril innocent, Simon Peveril and Cody Stafford? Why, Neil? A 17-year-old lad with everything in front of him. You took it away. Cody Stafford's future. Simon Peveril's future. And the future of DCI Stone's wife. Do you know who Alice is?
A young girl in the car.
A young girl who from now on will grow up without her mum.
I'm sorry. Can you tell them that? I'm so sorry.
No, I can't.
Please. I didn't mean any of this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Pull yourself together. If you want a chance of forgiveness, confess. Did you kill Simon Peveril? How many years do you want to spend away from Evie and Christine, Neil? How much do you want to miss your daughter growing up? How old do you want to be when you finally taste freedom? The truth, it's all you've got. The judge will go easier on you if you confess. Did you kill Simon Peveril?
Yes. I did.
You are in queue position. Both deaths and marriages, sorry for keeping you waiting. How can I help you?
Hi. I need to register a death.
Mike, how are you getting on?
One down, one to go.
Apologies, one of my colleagues. Sarah, Neil Fitzhugh is in custody. He's confessed to the killing of Simon Peveril. So why did you try to cover for him after what he did to you?
I deserved it.
What?
It's not his fault. None of this is Neil's fault.
No? Then whose fault is it?
It was an accident.
Yeah. Somewhat accident prone, aren't you?
All this, one thing leads to another. It was all an accident. You've got to believe me.
Why? Why do I have to believe you?
But like you said, the truth is all I've got left.
Yeah, I'm listening. How did Simon Peveril die? Take your time.
I approached Simon, offering legal help.
Go on.
That was all. I've never wanted to hurt anyone. But he got angry. He slammed me against the wall.
Why?
I didn't think he'd recognise me, but he did. He got his hands around my neck. We struggled. I managed to throw him off, but he came back at me, raging. I thought he was going to kill me.
Carry on.
There was a fire extinguisher holding the door open. I grabbed it to defend myself. He came at me and I slammed it at him. Impulse. It hit his head. He was on the floor. He wasn't moving. His head was bleeding. It was coming out of his mouth. I shook him. I couldn't find a pulse. So I tried to do CPR, cardiopulmonary.
I know what it is.
But you know how to do it? I didn't. So I just copied what I'd seen on the TV. I kept doing it, but it wouldn't work. Nothing. Why wouldn't it work? It didn't feel real. And I knew I had to cover it up. That's what she would have done.
Who?
Jackie.
Jackie Stanton Hope. Does Jackie know about this?
Yes.
Sarah, who really killed Cody Stafford? Were you there? Sarah? Were you there? Don't clamp up on me now, please.
Who killed Cody Stafford? Neil, did you kill Cody Stafford?
No, I swear. I tried to save him.
Sarah, you need to tell me the truth. Were you there when Cody Stafford died? Sarah?
Yes. We all were.
Who's we?
Me, Neil, Dixie and Jackie. I really need a way.
We should have gone before we left.
They turned the water off in the sink.
We were walking home by the river.
Why
did
you do that?
No, don't. It's to buy water.
That is so shady. Yeah.
And technically illegal.
Oh, do you think they care?
No, not when they're knocking out for a pound of pop.
Oh, I really need a spliff. Diggsy?
Oh, no. Flat out, mate. Oh. Well, look who it isn't, eh? Yeah. Cody, yeah, mate. Cody!
What time was this?
I don't know. I think Castro's used to shut about 3, so maybe about 1:30.
There was a bit of a heat wave. It was baking in the club. Even the walls were sweating, so we walk home by the river because it's cooler and we see this lad on the bridge. He's doing the running man with his top off.
I recognised him. He was the one fighting in the club with Simon Peveril. His face is still bleeding. He's got blood on his clothes, but he doesn't seem to care. He's off his face. I mean, we'd all done a pill, but this kid must have necked a few. Eyes like saucers. Wired to the moon. Diggsy knows him. He goes to try and score some weed, and then they come over and the kid starts hitting on Sarah. She used to have this beautiful long red hair. A lot of lads used to fancy her. It pissed Jackie off. She was jealous of Sarah. She shouldn't have been. Jackie wasn't pretty, but she was charismatic and a bit dangerous.
Goldie! Stuff, mate! Cole's all right. Oh, whoa. Check out the state of you.
Should have seen the other guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what's going down, initiating the students?
Yeah, something like that. Well,
you can initiate me with that one if you like.
Ah, you dirty dog, man. Everyone, yeah, look. Look, this is Cody.
Hiya.
Hiya.
All right, beautiful. Got a light?
No, sorry.
Oh, I've got one. A light. Hold on. Here.
Sound. You lot in Castrols tonight,
yeah? Yeah, yeah.
Have you got any more weed? I'll buy it off you.
Have you got any more weed?
Yeah, man, here, take it. Share the love.
Are you sure?
Yeah, take it before he changes his mind.
Sam, thanks, mate.
How about you? You want some, babe?
Oh, please.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
I think you're more than all right. What's your name, then?
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
Well, I'm Cody. Honour to meet you, princess. Sarah means princess. Do you know that?
Oh.
What does Cody mean? Total chancer?
Oh, don't think your mate likes me, princess.
The lad, Cody, he's blatantly hitting on Sarah.
You know, I was thinking about taking a swim. Cool down for a bit. Do you want to join me?
I haven't got my swimsuit.
That's all right, neither have I. You need to get out of these bloody clothes, like, literally. You ever been skinny dipping?
Oh, piss off.
Was I talking to you?
Cheers, Gold.
I want to see you in the buff.
Neil, you going to let him talk to me like that?
Well, it's just messing.
Oh, sorry, mate, she with you. Yeah, no offence, like, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Really?
Well, apart from it, it's like a matter of honour, do you know what I mean? So, princess, shall we get naked and swim in the moonlight?
Sarah, you going to let this little prick talk to you like that?
Jackie's livid. She pulls Sarah off to one side, leaving me, Cody and Diggsy having a smoke.
When are you going to stand up for yourself, eh? You let everyone walk all over you?
He's just messing.
Then let's mess back.
What?
Go on. I've got an idea.
Hey, well, oh, mate. Sorry about that. Birds, eh? You know what I mean? Birds, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, share the wealth. Are you going to pass that or what? Olga!
No way.
Oh, you are so dry. When do you ever do anything exciting? You're boring. It's embarrassing. Can't even take a whole pill. I mean, who takes a quarter of an age?
Jackie, I can't do that.
Why not? It'd be so funny. It'd be a classic. Oh, go on, you'd make my night. See the look on his cocky little face. Go on, just live a little.
Next thing I know, Sarah's up close with Cody. Really flirty.
All right, then. You go first. Go on, kit off.
You for real?
Lad can't believe his luck. And then she pushes him off the bridge. But he doesn't go in. He catches hold of the railing. He's hanging there with one hand. He looks terrified.
Sit down, help me!
I thought you were after a swim.
Hey, seriously, pull me up, please!
He was scared and I'm panicking. What have I done? And then Neil gets down to help him.
I'm reaching down. I'm trying to pull him up.
I can't reach!
And try again.
Go on. Yes! Keep on! Do not let go!
And I'm pulling him. He's heavier than he looks. I'm pulling him, and he's nearly back up to the bridge. His arm, his hand is sweaty, and so are mine. I can feel his hand slipping out of mine, and he falls. his chin smashing on the railing on the way down. The look on his face. I've seen that look. Replayed that moment for 20 years.
Cody falls into the water and there's this horrible splash. And then nothing. No screaming. Nothing. The water's pitch black.
What have
we got? We've
got
to get him out.
Oh, Cody! We've got to get up on our toes. We've got to do one now.
Come on a minute. Where's Neil?
Oh, no.
Dixie, where's Neil?
I'm down by the water and I go in looking for him. I can barely see. I'm feeling for him. I'm shouting his name.
I can't see you. Can you see anything from up there?
I go under.
Cody! Cody!
Neil, get out!
Cody!
Neil, you've got... Neil,
get out of
the water!
Can't see!
I can't find him.
Neil!
Cody!
Jackie's shouting at me to get out. Dixie's done a bolt. Sarah's crying. I get out.
What are we going to do?
We're going to go home. He's probably swam away and he's laughing at you still.
We can't go home. We have to call an ambulance. Let the police know.
Police? Oh, yeah, that's a good plan, Neil. We've just pushed a lad into the river, and in case he's drowned, here's our details. Oh, yeah, and if we look a bit wasted, it's because we've necked an E. Nice one, Neil. Law students and a medical student would be struck off before we've even qualified. Sarah, it's gonna be okay. Stop it!
I tried to save him.
We were just mucking about. I never meant to hurt him.
A few days later, he's on the news. Missing lad's body found in the river near Salford. His name is Cody Stafford.
Why didn't I just go to the police? I wanted to tell them everything. So did Neil, but Jackie stopped us. She said she was protecting us. I pushed him. I did it. Neil dropped him in. He made him smash his head. We killed him. She saw it all, but she didn't do a thing. She was the innocent one. Her and Dixie, who we couldn't find anywhere.
We went looking for Dixie.
Who? Who went?
Me, Sarah, Jackie. We finally found him in Brighton, stoned. He was gutted. He was the only one who knew Cody. Jackie hammered it in.
The joint enterprise law. We could all go down. Even when we get out, Neil will never be able to practice law. Our careers over before they begin. All our ambitions thwarted. Sarah,
yeah.
Your dream of being a doctor. Dixie, all that chat about you owning a club. All of it dead in the water. All our futures ruined.
I went back to Cambridge, tried to forget about it, but how could I? Jackie came to see me in halls. I said, if we just explain everything, tell the truth.
Sarah, do you really think they're going to believe you? Come on. Do you have any idea what it's like in prison?
I was scared. Jackie was scared too.
I was shitting myself. Even Dixie was.
There's no evidence linking us to Cody. We keep shtum and we never talk of this again. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All of our futures are over. Done. Finished. We are all in prison.
A few months later, there was a trial. They'd found the lad who killed Cody Stafford. His name was Simon Peveril. The lad who was fighting with Cody in Castros.
He got sent away for life. And he didn't do it. How does that happen? How do the police make such a huge mistake?
Sarah went to Jackie. We had to confess now. We couldn't have that lad. His whole life. Saw his mum and dad on the news. Broken. Their lives ruined.
But Jackie went nuts. She was trying to protect us. We killed him, not her. She was doing it for us, and then she...
She locked Sarah in the bathroom for 2 days. She wanted her to know what it felt like to be banged up. I did what Jackie wanted, because she was right. We could go down for years. And I was scared, and I was infatuated with her. 3 months later, she dumped me.
I left uni the end of the next term. I couldn't handle it, and then my mum died. The next few years are a total blur.
I transferred to York. I had to get out of Manchester, away from Jackie, from everything.
Jackie graduated and went from strength to strength, but she always looked out for me, or kept tabs on me.
Over the years, we never saw each other, but Jackie always sent me a Christmas card, every year, with the words to Silent Night written in it. And every year, I sent money to her charity.
I've got this old email account. We didn't used to think about internet security. I've got emails from Jackie checking in, ensuring my silence. A few years ago, she stood over me, watched me delete the whole account. But she doesn't know I make copies.
I'm sorry. Cody Stafford was just a kid. He didn't deserve to die. Simon Peveril had suffered enough. And the girl, Alice, her mum. I never meant for any of this to happen. What have I done? What have I done?
If only we'd have gone to the police and told them everything. There and then.
I've got a signed confession from Neil Fitzhugh. Huh. I'm going to arrest Jackie Stanton Hope.
Not if I arrest her first. I've got a confession from Sarah Martindale, heavily implicating Saint Jackie. I'm 5 minutes away, I'll pick you up.
I went over the case file from 1998. The injuries to Cody's left hand, shoulder and the broken neck are consistent with Neil and Sarah's recall of events.
Any news on Phil Dixon?
On a ferry to the Netherlands yesterday. I've got contact in the police. He's on their radar. I might nip over there when they find him and arrest him personally.
And partake in a little medicinal cannabis.
Jackie!
Jackie! It's the police! Could you open up, please?
Jackie! No lights on.
Nothing from here either.
No sign of her. You want to do it?
Go on then.
Get it.
Nope, not a peep.
What do you reckon?
I reckon our Jackie's done a bunk.
Where the bloody hell is she?
DC Flynn.
Oh, she's not at Jackie Towers. In fact, no one is. They've been served out for rental arrears.
There's a surprise.
No trace from a phone or bank cards.
Of course not. She's too sly to fall for that. Can we get a search out to all units, including ports and airports?
I'm all over it, mate.
Sweet. You're bossing this, Flynn.
Shout it out.
See you in the morning.
Night, then.
I keep thinking about John.
Yeah, me too.
What are you two doing here? Can we check up on me?
Yes. No. Can we come in?
Since when do you need to ask? Drink? Beer? Wine? Whiskey?
You're no, all thanks, right. Boss.
Come on. Have a drink with me.
I'll have a beer then.
Glass of red? Small?
That's more like it. Mike. Here you go, sir. Cheers.
Cheers, boss.
How you faring?
Well, you're a welcome diversion.
Do you need help? Can we do anything for you?
Fill me in on the case.
Boss, I don't
think... I need to know. She can't have just disappeared.
Looks like she has.
Jackie. Wherefore art thou? Another drink, Mike.
I'm done, mate.
Sue?
No, I'm out.
Lightweight. Mike, can you call Alice for me? Find out how she is.
Sure, if you think she'll...
Please. She likes you.
Okay, boss.
I'll just stick the kettle on.
Oh.
Went straight to voicemail. I'll try again in the morning, but...
Zonked out.
You went off. I'll crash here. Make sure he's all right. Morning. What are you doing up?
Post-traumatic insomnia. Copper? Toast?
Both, thanks, boss. Well, do you want me to book you in to see a police counsellor?
Best not, eh? Look what happened last time I tried to see a counsellor.
Right.
It's okay. You don't need to tread carefully around me. Just be Tanner, please, in all your brilliant, tactless glory.
You're in shock, boss. You need time to grieve.
I'm grieving, Mike. Every single second, regretting that moment. This hell is all my doing.
It's not. You weren't even speeding. You went to assist an arrest. How were you to know that would happen? How would anyone expect that to happen?
She's gone. Cat's gone. And here was me dreaming about bringing the family back together. I still loved her, Mike.
It was an accident.
My accident. I need to do something good. For Cody Stafford, for Simon Peverell, for their families. We need to find Jackie. She's not getting away with what she's done. Here, get these down here.
Sir, should be me making you brekkie.
Jackie, where are you?
She can't just disappear. Unless you don't reckon she's topped herself, do you?
No, not Jackie. That would be like admitting she's wrong.
So what? Someone's helping her. She's hiding out in the second home of one of her posh benefactors.
I doubt any of her high and mighty mates will want to help her now.
Hang on. She spends so much time helping others and ends up with no one to help her.
Unless... What if she's getting help from the so-called helpless?
You are.
What if she's hiding out? Not with her rich benefactor mates, but with her poor homeless ones. Who'd think of looking for her there? Excuse me. We're looking for a mate of ours.
Jackie, here's a photo. You seen her about?
No, haven't seen her.
No, sorry, mate.
Yeah, that's Jackie. Found the hostel got burnt down. Sound as a pound, Jackie. She all right?
That's what we're trying to work out.
I think I might have seen her about somewhere. I don't know. Maybe not. Something happened to her.
Have you seen this woman around?
Her name's Jackie.
You wake me up for that. Always someone looking for someone. Hey, show me the photograph again. No, I don't know her. I don't mean to appear rude, but what do you want to know?
I'm a detective.
Oh, yes. I am actually a king.
She's wanted in connection to a murder.
Murder? What is your name, detective?
I'm D.I. Mike Tanner, and this is D.C.I. John Stone.
Oh, well, pleased to meet you, Mike Tanner and John Stone. I am King John. If I see this lady, I will be sure to run, eh?
Reckon she skipped town, then. Or the country.
Probably in Mexico by now.
I might join her.
King John. What if he is actually a king?
You what?
Well, there's loads of royal families in Nigeria. Maybe he is.
What? And he denounced the throne to come to live on the humble streets of Manchester?
Maybe he was overthrown and had to escape.
Like Jackie.
Brian's on his way up from Cornwall.
Right. I suppose I'll meet him at the funeral.
Poor man. I don't know what to say to him. And Alice hates him.
She hates me more. Where is she?
Oh, she's upstairs. She won't eat. Barely leaves her room. She's so headstrong. Just like a...
Oh, come here.
What's he doing here?
I came to see you.
Why?
Alice, please.
No, you killed her.
No, Alice, no.
Me and you killed Mum. You were driving and I made her sit in the back.
No, you can't blame
if
us.
If I'd have let her sit in the front, it'd be my funeral you're planning. I'd have done everyone a favour.
Don't talk like that. Don't even think
but
like
I
that.
I do! Because it's how it is. I can't look at myself in the mirror. And I can't look at you.
Alice.
Get out!
Oh, Alice, look, this is no one's fault.
Yes, it is! Get him out! Go on, go!
Okay, I'm going. I'm going. But if you need me, I'll...
I don't need you. Stay away from me. I'll never need you again.
Tanner, what is it?
Boss, I think I've just seen her.
Who? What?
Jackie, down by the water. There's quite a few homeless down there. They live in the tunnels. I walked past the entrance to one just before I got jumped. Get down here, boss. I saw someone going in. If it weren't Jackie Stanton Hall, it's her identical twin.
Through here, boss.
Good God.
Home sweet home, eh? I think my nan had that sofa.
Brave new world.
Try round here.
Who are you?
It's okay, mate.
What do you want?
Relax. We're not here for you.
Please not just down there. My friend is sleeping there.
Sorry. Sorry.
Checkmate. In life, as in chess, forethought wins.
John.
Queen Jackie. New digs.
I'll go anywhere I'm needed.
Sweet. You're needed down the neck.
Jackie Stanton Hope. I am arresting you in connection with the murder of Cody Stafford and for perverting the course of justice. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Do you understand?
Ah, the glorious law. Do you have faith in the justice system, John? Does the penal system actually rehabilitate? Punishment without understanding why? Without a lesson learnt?
Let's hope you learn your lesson, Jackie. Let's hope you leave prison rehabilitated.
Guilt gnaws at you, doesn't it? You sent down the wrong man, John. Poor Simon Peveril. His poor mother and father.
You allowed it to happen.
Yeah, but only because I feared the law. How many souls have I helped? Have I not saved lives? That night, that terrible tragedy gave me a call and a purpose in life. Out of death comes life. Why do you think I did all this? Dedicated my life to others? Atonement. I can sleep at night because I have atoned. Do you sleep well, John?
She was in possession of this. Fake passport. Slovakian.
In the name of Jana Toth.
Exceptional work, everyone. Exception.
Thank you, sir.
Or too little, too late.
John, my office, please. Sit down.
I'd rather stand.
You did the right thing. Thank you. But you need to take leave now.
I can't.
John, you have to take...
I can't. Time. This is all I've got.
You need to take time out. Look after yourself. Look after Alice.
Alice despises me. This job is my life. If I stay at home, I'll sink too deep. Please. I have to work.
I can't let you come back until you've seen a police counsellor.
Okay. But we need to finish this case first. Simon Peveril's family and Cody Stafford's family need a formal apology. At the very least.
Yes. Yes, they do.
He's going to try and keep going, isn't he? Till he burns out.
We have to make sure that doesn't happen.
No.
Mike.
Oh.
Alice. Sit down. Can I get you a cuppa? Hot chocolate?
No, thanks.
How about you? Sorry, stupid question.
It's okay. No one knows what to say. I wish people would just say a name. Kat. Katrina. Mum. My mum.
Alice, if there's anything we can do, anything at all, just ask, okay? Mm.
Did you get him? The man who was driving?
Yeah, we did.
Did he kill that lad too?
Alice, I don't
think I want to know.
Alice.
Dad. I want my mum. I want my mum.
I know, love. I know. DCI John Stone. I'm here to see Grace Peverell.
Hold on. Think she'll be... Yeah, Grace has just finished breakfast and she's in the Mulberry Lounge.
Thank you. Grace, it's John Stone.
Sorry?
Do you remember me?
Simon, my darling.
No, it's not Simon. It's John. I'm here to talk about Simon.
Simon, you came.
Hello. Mum.
Vienna. Vienna. On the telly.
That's nice.
I met a very dashing young man in Vienna. Simon. I named you after him. Your father never knew that.
They know. They know it wasn't me. They found the people who killed Cody Stafford.
Oh, Simon. My love. Oh, my love. My beautiful boy.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, now it's okay. It's okay, my love. Let it out. Let it all out. I'm here.
Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear, DI Mike Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. Sarah Martindale was played by Christine Bottomley, Neil Fitzhugh by Graham Hawley, Jackie Stanton-Hope by Jill Halfpenny, Digsy by Kieran O'Brien, and Cody Stafford by Tatcha Newell. Alice was played by Sydney Wade, Audrey and Grace by Susan Twist, and McCaffrey by Conrad Nelson. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. It was written by Vivian Harvey, script edited by Caitlin Crawford, and produced by Nadia Molinari.